Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking over social networking. To get live, in-depth coverage on current races, follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. To view the most up-to-date and exclusive footage, subscribe to our YouTube page at youtube.com/GrudgeInc.tv. To get an overview of it all, friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/GrudgeInc. And last but not least, we have a weekly newsletter that we will send directly to your email every Monday. Sign up for this newsletter at www.grudgeinc.us. Once again, watch videos at youtube.com/grudgeinctv. Follow us on Twitter at Grudge Inc. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/grudgeinc. Grudge Inc. wants to be your number one stop for all grudge racing news and entertainment.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers. Find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Good evening, everyone. This is Miss Foxbody. If you have anything to say or you would like your voice to be heard, please press 1, and I will turn your mic on at my earliest convenience. Your host tonight is Tricky Ricky. Tricky Ricky, how are you doing?
I'm good. How about yourself this evening?
I'm doing great.
Oh, well, that's good. All right. Well, this evening, I'm coming to you live from the operating room as my car has gone underway for some surgery, so I'm here now. For another week, I'm going to be trying to work on my car and do the show at the same time. Just a run-through real quick. This coming Saturday, we got the Tribal Wars down at Fayetteville Motorsports Park, and I have Mr. Long Island Joe to come on and talk about what's going on down there this weekend and get down there to support him and his event. Considering that quite a few have seem to have dipped out on the man this weekend, and kind of like from the word that landed on my ear, boycotted his event. So, matter of fact, Mr. Foxby, do you see the Long Island Joe in the queue?
No, not at this moment, I don't.
Okay. And then Friday and Saturday, Buzz Creek is having the XDRL in the place. And most know that the XDRL is basically the same as the ADRL with just a few minor changes as far as class, the class of cars being run goes. I think they added pro turbo or turbo class or something like that to the XDRL. And what's going on here? And next week, we'll have the Larry T. All right, they have the Larry T's race at Buzz Creek again. where he's supposed to have quite a few people coming. Jay Barnes and Gunner Fix have done a good job of stirring up the pot and bringing these guys from the Midwest over here, from Chicago, Detroit, and matter of fact, from Florida and Alabama and South Carolina. I think that's where Cole Killer's from. You're supposed to have Donye and Butt Naked, Big Low, Cold Killer with his Regal. Donye has a Regal. Big Low has a Malibu. All these cars are 29-inch tire cars. I think Guy V is supposed to be coming with a Mustang, a Pro Charge Mustang. Next weekend should be pretty exciting. And I see that I have a call in the queue. So before I get started today, I sent out a text message, a mass text message earlier to everyone asking what was their opinion of a grudge racer. No, let me take it back. What defines a person as a grudge racer? Is it the number of wins or losses that they have? Or is a grudge racer someone who will race just about anybody to make action? That's the topic for today. It's been being kicked around quite a bit locally. So just so we can get more opinions on this matter, I figure we take it to the phone line and see what people have to say. So with that being said, Ms. Foxfire, you can give me Mr. Big Gene, Mean Gene right now, and then we're going to get to Long Island Joe to let him discuss this event he got going on.
Big Gene, your mic is on.
Rick, what's happening, buddy?
What's going on, Gene?
Oh, same old, trying to get the car straight, you know how that goes.
Yeah. You got me over here working on my turd, man.
Come on, man. That thing ain't no turd. That car runs.
This thing's slow, man. if it wasn't for people like you, man, I probably wouldn't get no race, man.
But hey, I'm always happy to oblige.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna come back. I'm gonna come back. So don't worry.
What
you got on your mind?
Fayetteville Saturday.
Huh?
You headed down to Fayetteville Saturday?
That's going to really depend on what happens tomorrow. Like I said, I'm here now working on the car. And if it do well tomorrow, then yeah. But if not, no.
I got you. Well, if you go, I wish you best of luck.
Well, I appreciate it. What y'all guys got going on over there?
Not a whole lot this weekend, Cam. I think Kenny might be trying to make a trip down there this weekend, maybe. Depends on if he gets his stuff straight. I don't know.
Is he working on the Chevelle?
He's working on the Chevelle, the Camaro. He's just working, period.
I got you. Yeah, I was reading somewhere where somebody asked him was he willing to entertain the run with a Mustang on Facebook.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's decided to do about that situation.
Okay. Well, as I told you in person, man, you're a great competitor. And that night after that run, that's what people didn't see it, but how things were conducted and how it went on was the way all people should race and how things should go within grudge racing. There wasn't no bickering back and forth between us. We had a mutual understanding of deposit money and who's going to hold the money and, you know, what the steps on the race were and all that kind of stuff like that. So I appreciate the sportsmanship, and hopefully we can bleed that off to others.
Yeah, that'd be nice if we could. That was, I like the way it was handled also. We didn't need no DP, man. We didn't need nobody to hold the money. Pending the results of the race, we knew it needed to happen, and it was done. So I appreciate the way you handled all things also.
Okay, cool. Well, Gene, if you got a minute, we're going to let Long Island Joe in and let Long Island Joe tell us what he got going on this weekend down in Fayetteville. So everybody can be informed as to what to do and when to do it.
Go right ahead.
All right. Can you open Long Island Joe's mic, please, Ms. Foxworthy?
Long Island, your mic is on.
Okay, thank you. How you doing, Tricky Ricky?
All right, how you doing, Long Island Joe?
I can't complain. Trying to get ready for this weekend.
You could, but ain't nobody going to listen.
That's true.
That's the word I hear all day long in the barbershop.
Yeah, that is true. How true. But they don't want to listen.
Right.
But we got a back-to-back hair shootout we're going to be doing that day. And everybody's been, the same thing. They're all gung-ho ready to go. Hopefully you can make it down to. Hopefully you can get in it. Chris Butler, Kryptonite, and everybody. We also got a tennis tie shootout. The tennis tie shootout is just small blocks allowed to go from tennis, a true 10, not a W. And it doesn't matter what suspension you got. Small block can have a 29 by 10 on it, and if you got a big block on nitrous, it only can go 28 by 10. And
okay.
It's $50 to enter, $2,500 guaranteed, $1,000 runner-up, and $250 to the semis. And we definitely, I get a lot of calls on that. It seems like that's going to be another hot class right now. Everybody seems like they want to do it. And then, the grudge racing. Then we also got the bikes going. There's a lot of guys that are falling out cranky. Slim from North Carolina, Fast Eddie, also called them out. I mean, we're going down there. I mean, I look at it this way. New York, New Jersey, whatever. We're coming down there. Basically, we racing them down there. So we're definitely trying to stay together. If you guys want to race each other, it's fine with me. I don't care, but I'd rather have everybody come from up here and race them down there. We stick together for right now. And
right.
I know Donald's going down with his Nova. He's definitely
gone. Donald already gone? Man, Donald texted me earlier today. Said he was leaving for North Carolina in a few minutes. That was earlier today. That's no lie.
I believe it.
I had to ask him. I said, "Why are you leaving so early?" Said, "Man, I need some rest."
Like, let me tell you,
said,
I wish I could
to
do
hit
the
up
same thing. If I had to work, I'd be down there early too. I mean, it's great. I mean, everybody's been telling me they were dying to get down there. Everybody ready to have a good time, I mean, there's a lot of people that told me, said, man, I just need to get away anyhow. And I was like, wow, that was good. They said the same thing. I said, I just want to change the atmosphere a little bit. Fayetteville would be perfect. So we went on down there. They got a bikini contest going on down there, $300 a winner, $100 runner-up. And then they got the girl with the best hairdo, She got $100 to win that. And we're going to have the fastest man out there at the track that day that gets more of the Indian headrest for the year. We call him the chief of the day. And you ain't got to be an Indian to win it. So,
hey, man, I read somewhere where Gene was talking about he was going to get in the bikini contest somewhere. Gene, you still doing that stuff?
Uh-oh. I ain't the judge on that. Well, I don't know nothing about that one. He got to talk to the judges.
On that. Nan Zena went on mute or even got off. I know I read that somewhere.
Oh, Lord.
they were up in the pot and everything.
He going to walk around with no, hope it ain't no song.
Nah, we drag race. We don't bikini contest. You don't want to see anybody ass
you,
made in no bikini.
Oh,
okay, so
man.
You weren't getting in. You were just putting up the money for it.
I just putting up the money.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man, we might have to make Monster go out there with bikini on.
But now, Monster, you ain't going to go for that now, are you, Monster?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I heard
what they going to do, right?
Nah, I heard that fool talk was daggone. I ain't going out there. But you know, Joe, it's funny. I didn't get a chance to call Donald back today. He called me. And he said, man, we still on this weekend? I said, man, rain, snow, hail, or sunshine, we going to North Carolina. So that's where we're going. So.
I mean, we got little Tony coming from Chicago, and they're coming with five cars. They're coming from Chicago with their cars. So it should be,
Detroit.
Should be a good one.
Detroit.
Detroit?
Detroit.
Yeah. Okay.
Detroit. Yeah, Detroit Mafia. Yeah.
Yeah. Motor City Mafia.
Is he locked in with anybody yet?
He wants to run somebody so bad. He already said that.
He need to run somebody so bad.
He keeps saying he coming there, he's willing to do 8 mile or a quarter mile. We gotta have to hold him to the fire. We're gonna have to put something to him right away.
Gunner Pixon has done a very good job of stirring up this BS with these dudes in the Midwest that, you know, pump their head up and think they, you know, on top of the world right now,
mm-hmm.
you know. But come next week, we got, I mean, even this weekend, if somebody come down there, I mean, little Tony show up, somebody got pillars here to the white meat too.
Oh, yeah.
And he got these guys thinking they just too legit to quit or something. They want some MC Hammer stuff.
Yeah, they think they got something sweet over here. Like, ain't no problem. We just run right through the East Coast.
Yeah.
Like it's nothing. That's one thing I got to say. I noticed that a lot. They've been really cocky. But, so far, I mean, I know guys
but
out there right now in the garage working on their cars right now as we speak, trying to get it right. I mean, I have got guys that just talk about, we got a bus going down also. You know, people going down, flying and everything else. They just want to go down and have a good time. It's something different, you know. And now that we have the class, I mean, I hope a few of the guys get in there with their small block Camaros or the Mustangs in that 10-inch tire class, because it seemed like a nice little class. Everybody seemed like they could all run together and be perfect. You can't go but so fast, so it's great.
Two or three guys just text me about 275s on the 10-inch. You gonna let them run in it? Radio.
I really was saying that I never did look at a 275 tire, see how big it is, but I'm pretty sure a 275 ain't no more than a 2810 though. I'm not sure, but that's what I thought. I want to make sure because I hate to say it. I know a 323, definitely a no-no. But they should be able to 28-inch, so, you know, I know we always say true 10. When they call it true 10 down there, that means you got to have a 10-0 tire. Now, I don't know how big those radios run. I never did get to check into that, but I'll look into that tonight. I'm going to definitely find out something.
I got something on Facebook.
A 275 is equivalent to a 2810.
All right, then we can let that in.
Okay. Got it live with Long Island Joe.
But now, if they equivalent, that's 28-inch tall tire, they should be 28-inch tall tire, all right? Should be about the same then. As long as they 28-inch tall tire, I got no problem. But if it's taller like that, you know, then it's no good. Because then everybody going to be crying. You know what? I heard so many people say something. Got a problem? Like sometimes they go and say, "Oh, well, you do this, you do that," you know. And you try to make it competitive where everybody can be close to each other. Like the back half race, you know, had a little issue saying, "Well, you make a rule, this one can't get in, that one can't get in." Well, I don't want somebody running away with no race that turn around somebody sporting faster than across the field. You know, I mean, if they want to do a extreme back half. And like I said, you get four or more cars, it don't matter. I'll put in $2,000 out of my pocket towards it. Whatever they make, whatever they say they want to make the fuel for, they say $100 a piece a person, I have no problem, and then I'll put $2,000 on top. But I refuse to put somebody in the class, and then they be just killing the class, and nobody can even have a chance to win. Like when we went to Maryland on May 4th, that was great. And that's the same thing I want to do with the tennis tie class. I want to make sure it's competitive. I don't want somebody in there that's going to be running away and then everybody don't want to run inside it. It's time for the little guy to get a chance, too. They always overlook it. But, you know, it's so funny how people can turn around and say, oh, he can't let this one, can't go let that one in. But I remember years ago, I tried to get George Williams to get inside the backhand shoot. I mean, Pro Mars shootout. But they said, oh, no, he can't go in because he had a clutch. So they got rules, too. Or you turn around, you go, oh, he got wheelie ball. Oh, he got a 29-inch tall tie. You know, everybody's got to have a rule. I got no problem with anybody else's rule. Whatever they do, if I go to your track and you tell me this is what it is, I got to abide by the rule if I want to come there. But that's how it should be at anything. Everybody can make their own rules about what class they got. But for the class we got, that's how I want to keep it. I want to be able to keep it up there. I mean, Trigger Vigor, you can actually see the fastest car ain't the one that always sound win, and it just proved something with Ronnie Bell's car to make it to the finals. That was like a fluke. I ain't gonna lie to you. I don't even know how he made up in there, but he made it in there, you know. And that was
something worthwhile
playing around with. But you know, but you turn around. If I turn around and I let somebody like the Beast and the Shadow and stuff like that. And half of those guys couldn't even be knowing them. They can actually let them go and go around like it's nothing. So that's why I call that extreme. So if they got a 5.5-inch ball space, yeah, that's not a fair race. You know, right. Everybody knows that. That's not fair. Let's just be real. Then you're going to turn around. The guys don't want to come and want to race. I don't blame them either. You can't turn around and put somebody in the car. I'm not going to call no times out, but if you got 4/10 faster than me, I ain't going to go. What sense is me going in there? I could have cut the miracle light in the world. I still couldn't. If you can sleep and still run around, that's not good. That's not racist. So I say, if y'all want the big boys coming in there, they want to come, like Carolina Kid and all of them, they said they had their car, big car. Well, here's your time. The Beast is going to be there. Now let's get an even playing field. I notice how some people got their chest all poked out. Yeah, when they can turn around and got a guy covered by 4/10. Now put it in the same playing field. Let's see if you poke your chest out. You know,
right.
That's how I want to see. Come on, run side by side. There it is, the Beast and you. You know, and then next we got Beecham. They said they would come and get in that class, and hey, that would be good. You everybody now you got an equal playing field. It would be a really good competitive race. I'd rather see two cars go side by side going down. I don't care if he wins by a fender or half a car. You don't care. When you turn around, you hear everybody saying gap band, three cars, train smoke. Yeah, I guess so. You know, the other guy guess he's way off. He ain't in the playing field with you guys. So that's the only thing I look at it. Just keep him in the playing field. You have more fun and everybody can enjoy themselves. You don't mind taking a chance. You know? And it's
well,
small.
Let me ask you this. I know you, I'm sure you got my mass text message earlier.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the signs of grudge race?
A grudge race
and
also got to be
smart.
That's what I define a grudge race because sometimes it's trickery involved, but I'm not going to say a real grudge race because he say make action because I refuse to go out there. For example, you know and I know if you had your car and somebody drew on your car. Say, for example, somebody like a pro mod drew on your car. You would not jump out the window, I don't think, would you?
No, but
he
drew on me. I took the bait.
Now, if he give you something, you got to make it right. You can't turn around just because you're going to make action and, oh, I'm just going to run him and he's not giving you something to make it kind of equal. You're not really a grudge racer. You're just going out there just doing something just to be giving away some money, basically, taking a chance. But that is not racing. You don't mind if,
right.
Okay, if I'm going to say this here, I'll go out there on a quarter mile sometime. If I'm only, say, maybe a tenth or something slower, I'll try you to a tenth. But a tenth means a lot. But now you turn around, the man got you 4 tenths, 5 tenths, and you go out there, I say shame on you if you get beat. There ain't no reason for going out there. You outclassed, you know. Everybody's seen it. Tony Vines, they always talk about how great a grudge racer is. Don't get me wrong, he's a smart grudge racer. If you fall into his trap, that's on you.
You get
I mean, how many people done jumped up there and turned around and jumped out the window on Tony Vines, and you see what happened to him? I mean, he had us outclassed. Well, he didn't break your arm to say yes. You don't want to say yes to race. You don't want to got to be a smart grudge racer and say no.
No.
And I've seen too many people outclassed. Like, I mean, I don't want to talk about some certain people's cars, but sometimes their cars just way, way out of class with somebody else. And you ain't supposed to go out there running nothing way out of your class. You got to know where to stay at. That's how I look at it. Don't jump out of your class. You jump out of your class, then you're going to get whooped. You'll be giving up money every time you look around. Then you're going to say, you don't like this. I'm going back to class racing. You know, if you stay into your class, you're fine. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, that's what Big Gene Stevens did to me. You know what I'm saying? Got me to come out of my class to run that old fast-ass car of his and took my damn money. He got me wanting to stay with class racing now.
don't get me wrong. Sometimes
he's trying to call me back in for another race.
Don't get me wrong. If he's spotting you, making it trying to, if you think that you can win with a certain spot, you're all right. I'm just saying, but I don't see nobody running a pro mod with a back half heads up, you know? I just can't see it. You know?
Oh, well, that's not going to happen.
You know, but I have seen it done. Don't get me wrong. I have seen people do crazy something, jump out the window, and I'm saying, why are you going out there? Either you got so much money that you don't care, that you don't care about throwing away money. And me, I'll tell you, I'll give you a prime example. When I ran Calvin that day, and this is a guy on truth. When we first met, we talked one time, never seen each other, but he had a small block in the Nova. I said, yeah, I'm going to run him. So I was willing to try it. Small block, hey, he going to run straight ahead, I'm going to run straight ahead. I'm going to have a little bow-tie block, he's going to have a bow-tie block. So now I know he can't have us so much and I can't have us so much. All right, that's a race. I got no problem. But that day we got there, he told me, I don't have the small block no more. Now, you know I was going to run the heads up. So basically, I took a gamble at him with the brakes. And to this day, we talked about the race, and he know about what I went, and I know kind of like what he went. And the only reason why I won is because he thought that I was going to take the break like most people, sit there. And I told him I wasn't going to hold him up. And I left right away. I didn't take no time. I just almost like cut the light. And he gave me 3.5 tenths out of the deal. And that's a lot. You know,
yeah.
So that's what hurt him. When we went across the line, I mean, it was only like 12 to 14 inches of spread right there. Now, if he had caught the break better, it would have been over for me. And that's when you take a gamble. You don't mind taking a gamble when you got something you're giving. That person giving you something in the right spot. You know, I hear so many people say the kick. You know, you hear this one and one, don't get me wrong, or one call. Everybody thinks that one car means a half a second. That one car is not even a tenth. When you stage the back wheels, you're not even getting a tenth. So a lot of people think that, I'm getting a lot. You're not getting a lot. And,
yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing. You got to make sure you know what you're doing. So you got to try
to
figure it out.
That comes with understanding the racing game, too.
Yes. I mean, you got to start doing your math and do your homework. Otherwise, you can be in trouble. You go down south, a nitrous car will tell you, oh, I'll give you 1 and 1. What good is that if you run a motor? You ain't even getting 2 tenths, and the nitrous is going to kick going. How much they going to get? I tell everybody, right. There's no way in the world I'm taking that case like that. Oh, they're giving you one and one. That ain't nothing big. I mean, years ago when I used to race out in the street, I was known to get 5 and 6 cars on the street. Everybody thought it was a lot. It wasn't on nothing. You're only giving a half a second. And it depends on who moves first, too. It could be less than that.
Right.
That's what a lot of guys they never know. But that's all it is, being trickery and learning how to be how slick the other one, how smart the other one, and that's the whole deal.
What do you say, Rick?
I said, what's your thoughts on that deal?
The way I look at it, Rick, is it's a learning process for me with the grunt stuff because the way, like Joe, when we did it and we ran in, out in the streets, it was totally different for us. The way we did it, you got 5 cars behind this guy. When you passed him, then he left, you know. So it was a lot different than what I see out here. So it's a learning curve for me every day, you know, and that's why I'm really, you know, I take the time to listen to the guys when they explain it, how they want to race, make sure that I understand fully what they want to do, how to race the DP and everything, because it's very, very important now because in that 8th mile, that's 600 feet. 660 feet, and that's a short distance. And like I said, I watched the video with your car and everything, and like I said, they were looking at me like I was crazy because I wouldn't take back none of the bets, and I said, I can't do that. You know, I stand strong with you, and I expect you to do the same with me when I go back in the seat, you know? So, you know, it's all good. Yeah. And we appreciate everything you do. You know, you take the time to make sure that we're able to put out to the DMV, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, all upstate, up and down the East Coast, what we're doing on this end of the world, where sometimes we just don't feel that from the other people that we do stuff with. So, you know, I just want to take the time to thank you. And, you know, sometimes I say things and it pisses people off, but I'm going to speak the truth, you know, and, you know, we're going down this weekend. I like for the guys to just take a real good look at their cars to make sure that they're safe, that they ain't leaking nothing so we can keep the show moving and nobody, you know, has got to be going to the hospital or anything because I'm going to preach that for the next couple weeks about the safety side of this thing and making sure those cars ain't leaking and no antifreeze and, you know, different things because we want to keep the program moving. This is huge for Joe and us in custom tees at Fayetteville this weekend. I mean, it's a lot of people with microscopes, and, you know, some of them good, some of them bad. But you know what? We're not worried about that. The people there have been open-armed it. The track has been open-armed it. And I told Joe this morning, we're going to Fayetteville. So I'm okay.
Fayetteville.
You
know?
And Rick, you know, not to say cut up, but, you know, last time I remember, just like a grudge racer, a little trickery, I'll tell you one that happened with Donald. Donald ran the Bud Light Coupe. Donald is known to be on his game. He's on his game, don't get me wrong. But they played red light and get caught. So when a man says that, and he says, you know, it might cost you $100 if you red light. You know what he's doing. He going to push that light so close that he almost going red light. Now, if you were going red light loose, half of the time, my guys don't like to push that light because they don't want to lose on that red light. So that's a little trickery there, too. When you think that guy is much faster than you, you turn around and he doesn't know it, you're going to push that light hard. You're going to try to cut him down hard. And if you ever look at, if you race the guys from New Jersey, New York, they like that red light. Because they're gonna try to turn around and push that light. Now, if you turn around and say red light lose, some guys want to race. Too much fear. You know, sometimes that pressure gets on them. That's it. Just like some guys are great bracket racers. Once you put that money up there, uh-oh. Totally different story now. We're going to find out what he made of. Is he going to mess up? Is he going to red light? Or what is he going to do, sleep? And that's what happened with that race there. Donald just got caught up in the light. That's it. Otherwise, that was been a real good race. But if you look at it, look at it on the tape, and you can see how what happened. It was a hole shot. He did a gate job on him. He pressured that light hard. That's all.
Not wrong.
But everything else is all good, though. And I know I got to see Larry later, too, because a couple people looking for some shirts. That's one thing. Everybody's been calling me up for these shirts. So I got to make sure Larry got some shirts down there.
What shirt did you say was that? That was? Joe.
You heard me, Monster?
Say it again, Joe.
No, I said, I got to make sure I get hold of Larry because everybody's been asking me for some shirts.
Give him a
everybody,
shirt.
You gonna have the shirts down there? Cause that's all they talk about the tribal wars. They love shirts like that. You know, it's something that everybody will take their pride, walk around with their shirts on, having fun, looking at other cars. I mean, the bikes got to be. I think that's awesome for all these bikes to be coming out.
Yeah, I don't know if we're gonna have Cranky. We had a problem with Cranky last week at the My Rock series.
Mm-hmm.
So Larry told me what they work on, and hopefully they get it straight. But In Too Deep will be there. So
okay.
He will be in the house. So, but Frankie, Larry told me yesterday they was having a problem with the bike, and they had a big problem with it at Buzz Creek on Sunday just passed. So hopefully they get it straight. If they don't, we still got the In Too Deep bike coming. So
okay.
Yeah.
No, it should be,
definitely going to tie the knot with a couple of the boys down there. But the one thing, Joe, that I wanted to do, the Ronnie Bell and Dirk, can you still let me get that one settled, though?
Yeah, well, I'm going to find out. I'm going to see Jeff and them in about like another half an hour. I got to make sure what's going on, make sure Jeff's got everything right. And we'll definitely see what's up. You know? Everybody's been trying to work on that stuff. I'll probably give you a call within another hour or so.
That's fine. Whatever. They coming anyway. They are everybody packing up, rolling out of there. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gotta make sure his stuff is all ready or whatever.
Yes, sir. So Fayetteville, pretty excited, Jim.
Yeah, everybody's all ready to go. I got to give them credit. And like I said, you know, got a whole another barrel and put a VHT on it. We're going to spray the heck out of that track.
Hey, Joe and Moss.
Mm-hmm.
He got a Erk hat on. Erk, what's up?
I have everything.
Erk.
Hello?
Yeah, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
Not much. How's everything?
Going pretty good. Everybody doing okay?
Can't complain. Definitely can't. As long as I can get down there, I'm all right. Waiting for the weekend.
So y'all headed to
Fayetteville?
Okay, yeah, that's right. That's Saturday.
Yes.
We might be able to have two cars there. It's going on. They get them painted tomorrow because you know we got the big car down and the two Mustangs are being painted right now. So I don't know if they got them painted today or not, but I'm on my way down now to see what's going on.
Okay, hopefully you can make it. That'd be great.
Yeah, if we don't bring a car, we're gonna show up anyway.
Okay. No, that's great.
Hey, Erk, well, I apologize for addressing you wrong. I read the message wrong. I thought it said Erk Hatton, the Erk of the Nasty Boys.
Yeah.
My apologies.
That's okay.
But how are you doing today?
And I'm work today. Now I'm headed down to get up the fellas and see what we can do.
Now, how big a tie is your car, the Mustang?
29.10.5.
29.10.5. Yeah, they had to cut off a 29 for a small block.
Mm-hmm.
9W. Yeah.
What are y'all talking about?
they got a class going down there also, 29 by 10. If you got a small block, you're growing up to a 29 by 10, 12 through 10.
We ain't worried about no class.
Y'all just want a bridge, huh?
Well, that's it.
Uh-oh.
That's
I hear
it.
That.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to definitely get that. I'll tell you that right now because there's a few people that coming down there just to do that.
Yeah. We hopefully. I won't know nothing until I get down. I got about 2 more hours to go before I get there.
Like they said, Travis is going to be there with his Nova. He's looking for somebody bad.
You talking about Travis from down our way? Yeah.
Travis from North Carolina?
Yeah, yeah. He just got that thing back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard he said he's going to be looking. There's a couple. I'm not sure if Mickey got his car fixed because he wrecked it down in Darlington. But I know he was working on it hard, the Oldsmobile Cutlass.
Uh-huh.
He's trying to make sure he be there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he should have that one back together.
Yeah, because I know he hit the wall, but he was working it to make sure he have it just for this year. Because I know that's all they've been talking about down there.
Mm-hmm.
And like they said, they're definitely when they're in the house, they're looking for somebody.
Well, I tell you, it should be a good show.
Yeah, I think so. I had a lot of guys call me from South Carolina. I had a couple guys from Georgia call me. North Carolina. I mean, they're definitely showing up. Everybody's talking about it. And hopefully, we have a nice, good show and safe show. That's what all I want.
Yep, that's fine.
And I'm actually bringing a couple people with me. That brother is a fallen Indian that been paralyzed, partially paralyzed, and they actually, they do a raffle. I let them do a 50-50 raffle and. They have a toolbox and stuff like that. They raffle off, and the proceeds goes to helping Alvin Allen, their brother. They're doing it at the booth, so they'll be having a thing there, sitting there, and you'll see. He would have been with us a long time ago, been racing with us, and basically right now I'm trying to get him out, and it's so bad right now. It's like basically they didn't have the insurance or nothing, and he got hurt, and basically everything fell on their mother's and the sister's lap to take care of them. And for whenever I tell them to put the show on, I always turn around and I donate money towards them regardless, towards a good friend. And I told them, do a 50-50 raffle also and, whatever you got to do, you need to take care of them, you got to take care of them.
Yep, that's right.
I mean, if anybody, if I was hurt, I'd be looking for somebody to do the same for me.
Yeah.
So you can be in that person's shoes tomorrow, so you never know.
That is right.
So it's always good to give sometimes because you will receive blessings later. I believe in that. So
hey, guys,
they'll be there and things will work out good.
So, Joe, does that mean you're going to give me my money back? I can get a blessing?
did you hear what I said? It's always good. And you receive a blessing, so then you give me some?
hey, who's this on the line, Joe? What's his name? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear his name.
That's Eric from the manager of Gigantor. And Pete's
on
the
line. What's up, baby boy? What's up,
man? Nephew Pete.
We come to Fayetteville. We be Fayetteville on Saturday.
Nephew Pete.
We're going already.
Man. I got to go now, Joe. Shit.
Nah, let's go off. Hey, Joe, what time do the gates open and everything?
We're gonna open it up at 12 o'clock.
Okay, what time are you going to start racing?
2 o'clock, we're going to go on down the track. We're going to be testing at 2 o'clock. We have no curfew, too, so just remember that.
Okay. You're not mad
what time
at me,
are we going to start the shootouts?
Well, right now I want to just get them 2 test passes, or if they want to get passes in ahead of time, they could. But I want everybody to have the passes in before 5 o'clock. I think we should start it at 4:35 because in that time it'll be cooling off for us. I really don't want to run in the heat too much.
Okay.
I'd rather have them running because if that's good with the guys, we can talk over with everybody who wants to be in it. If they want to go a little bit towards the afternoon, right to the evening, that would be great.
You didn't.
I really don't want to start him in the dead heat.
Hey, you're not mad at me, are you?
Huh?
I said, you're not mad at me, are you?
No, no. Why would you be mad?
Oh, because I was dipping in your ice cream. I was just making sure you were mad at me. You know, the monster
nah.
Looked so good last week. So.
No, I ain't mad.
I know that you're already, like, sharing, but last week, you know, you got a little bit of the chocolate on there. So.
Huh?
We was making sure you were doing mad at us because of the thrashing the monster took last Friday.
You ain't right.
Yes, and you can call it, but you can going to get a little bit of it too.
You know, see, if I call you black something, then they're going to say I'm racist, so I ain't going to call you black something. You hear me?
Thank you, Marshall. Thank you. hey, Joe, I even told him I told him I wanted 150, 120, 110, 25, and 10-1.
Come on. You ain't telling that, did you?
Yeah, man. We
yes,
beat them up real good last week. We beat them up real good.
Oh, man. But, like I told him, I stood strong with my boy, you know? I'm standing with my boy on the line. I said, look, we almost pulled it off, but, we going to regroup and step back in there. You know me. We don't lay down over here in D.C. We keep on fighting.
Well, whatever you do, you make sure he gets the Fayetteville Saturday. You make sure he gets that Saturday. But I don't want him to get there. I don't think that dude that working that car for him. You get him down there.
Now, what y'all going to try to do the same race again?
I don't know what I'm going to do.
What did you say, Pete?
Hey, Joe, I don't think you healed from the first one yet. I don't think you're ready for round two yet. Give him a chance to heal. The stitches ain't came on yet.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's still
Pete, I can't
now.
Hear you. What you saying, Pete?
No, I told Martha to get you to Fayetteville Saturday. Whatever you got to do, get you down there. I don't care if I come up on a call for you. I don't want you to miss this one. I want you to come see it with your own eyes.
You want me to come seriously organized? Is that what you said?
No, come see it with your own eyes. Come see it with your own eyes.
Oh, see it with my own eyes.
Yeah, he said you don't want round two. He said you don't think those stitches are healed yet. Too. That's what he said.
To be honest with you, I didn't get no stitches. You know what I'm saying? You might have caught me with a good left hand. You know what I mean? But I ain't getting no stitches.
Get a good left arm.
But you know, hey,
you ain't getting knocked out.
I ain't getting knocked out. But running back, your mic is open.
No, he ain't getting knocked out. But I swear, he was on the ropes. He was out of it. The only thing he said
was,
he was out of it. His hands were down.
Pete, don't.
Will somebody tell Pete to shut the hell up and let somebody else talk?
Pete,
you didn't say enough. Let somebody else talk.
Okay, go ahead, what you got to say?
Chicken Ricky, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
I ain't doing too good. I had to put my father in the hospital today. But that's my problem. The reason I'm on
the
show tonight.
We'll pray for him, babe. You know that.
All right. Well, look, the reason I'm on the show right now tonight is one thing on my mind and one thing only. The little guy, CJ, I want to lock him in.
Okay. All right, Ms. Foxbody, are you there? All right, maybe not. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm here.
All right, now, running back, you said you want to lock CJ in, right?
I want to lock him in for the third, 200 on 1,000 for the third.
Okay. Now, y'all go ahead and talk. Now, I'm going to go to a private room with Ms. Foxbody real quick. But Pete, Monster, Long Island Joe, all y'all can talk for a second. And I'm gonna get something straight real quick.
I'm gonna let you get away with that because I respect my elders. Now I'm gonna let you slide with that one, but don't you come ahead talking fast to me like that no more.
Hey, you talk too much in the damn way, and I'm about
to
chew your ass up too.
Uh-oh.
That ain't gonna happen.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead and talk, man. Don't let Pete scare you, man. Go ahead and talk.
ain't said nothing. Hey, look, right now I got a Vega on my mind. I ain't talking to nothing else but this Vega.
Hey, Pete,
huh?
If it's the Vega that I'm thinking about, that black one, you doing the right thing. You got the right thing on your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey,
I'm still here on that. If I get that out the way, then I go with something else. Right now, my focus is, I got locks on him.
Hey, I still think he got over at Colonial Beach on July 4th, and that Vega got in the water, and he started turning them canisters on with them narcotics, and Pete got nervous over there and hit the wrong button and cut that thing off, running back. You hear me?
He knew, hey, Monster, he knew what he was doing. He knew exactly what he was doing.
I promise you one thing. It won't cut off this time because they took all the gauges of the car and everything. They said, we want you to see nothing. All we want you to do is just drive it. So it won't cut off this time.
I hear that.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Pete, how the baby doing? Everything good with the baby?
Yeah, she coming along good. Well, she ain't had it yet, but, yeah, I mean, it's close,
right.
Though. But doctors, everything looking good.
Can y'all imagine we're going to have enough baby Pete wearing us out, too? Man, this ain't good.
Now, what they locked in for? What day they locked on?
He trying to get Craig on the phone to lock it for August 3rd.
Okay.
Hey, who was that, Joe?
Yeah, that's Joe.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's going on, running back?
All right, ain't nothing going on.
I hope your father do better than we'll be praying for him.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. We found out today and that he his school was failing him. And doing what we can do, so there it is.
Okay, yeah, prayer works.
Yeah, we're praying for him, man. We'll send a prayer out. You know how it is. We all big family. We talk trash and everything, but we stick together. So that's what I like. So. Except for when I knocked his head off when the Manhattan boys wear him out in Rickery Run. So.
Yeah. Hey, Long Island. One thing I'm gonna tell you is stand behind Monster, cause when they come out and get their wind light, he gonna fall off some pitches. I want me to get on the phone. He's gonna get on the
phone. Oh man.
What's gonna happen?
Hey, ask him about the facial expression last year when I knocked his head off when Rick took out JC down in Bud's Creek.
Yeah, I remember that one. I've seen that one.
Hey, he did that, but we didn't heal up. We went around too, we didn't know him.
Yeah.
Now, is your dog bringing his back here? Monster, is your dog bringing his back here?
Sure, that is short dog. Pete and short dog together.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm thinking Pete would. I think Pete would JC.
Nah, Pete and short dog family.
Okay, but I thought for sure that he was talking for JC one too now.
Yeah, I still do.
That's what man to the okay. Oh, man. Oh, shoot. This is going
to be written. Yeah. The short dog gave me hell last week. He said, what are you doing riding with Rick? I said, we rode dogs, but I got it. I'm on the phone, though. Girl. Yeah. So, but it's all good, man. We had a good time up there last night.
Kenny, your mic is on. Big
Gene,
your mic is on.
What's going on? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Ken.
What's going on, fellas?
All right, how's everything?
How's everything? Ain't doing much. Just laid back. I think it's an echo in the phone.
Yeah, it's a bad echo.
What that is.
Hey, Long Island Joe, many back half races is going to be on Saturday?
Huh?
How many back half races are I going to have on Saturday? It's a monster day.
You know, I didn't even count them all up, but you're definitely going to have the back half. But you know what? It's when you get there, like I said, if anybody that want to do extreme back hair, I'm willing to go ahead. I said, if they, whatever y'all agree on putting in, I'll put a 2,000 on top of it. So I don't even care if you guys say, okay, everybody put in $50 or $100, it don't matter. Whatever you do, then I'll put the 2,000 on top for the purse for the extreme, if anybody want to do the extreme. The back
okay.
end always stay there.
I do a few things 100. In my car to make it up there. So I'm probably going to be probably 3 o'clock, 2 or 3 o'clock before I get there. So we still should be good for that 5 o'clock for you on.
You
want to make
yes, it
down before the 5 o'clock?
Yes, no problem at all. We'll make sure. We'll make sure. I just didn't want to run everybody all in the hot heat right away. I want some of the other cars go down first. And then put y'all out there.
Yeah, I wanted to get on the phone, too. I didn't get on the internet much this week because I've been busy. I don't know what it worked. Give old Rick props for running Gene last Friday. It all went down like two gentlemen. They went out there and did that thing, shook hands after the race was over with. Nobody bitched, nobody argued, nobody cussed or fussed. And all shook hands and said, we're going to do it again. So, I got to give Rick props on that. And the Capitol was a lot of people said something that Capitol might not be the best track to run down on Friday night. On Friday nights, they said it was really good a week, and they kind of proved them wrong. So it was a really good track Friday night. We had a blast up there. It was a lot of fun. They treated us like we were racing there every weekend. So it was really nice.
See, I like that because you can learn a lot because that just showed how good the guys are. I mean, like Rick, he lost, shook the man's hand. You know, you might talk junk ahead of time, but it don't mean nothing. All it is just a game plan. Me and Calvin, we argue for us all the time. We play around, but we shake hands regardless. Monster.
Oh, yeah,
we're
the same way. We talk shit all during the week, talk trash all during the week. And then comes the weekend or something, you know, after the race over with, I always shake hands and have a good old time.
I shake hands with everybody but Monster.
Damn right. And I agree with you, Kenny.
I just lay my look. I can't shake hands with Monster because all I do is put my hand out to him.
Well, when the race was over
well.
With, though, Monster come over there and shook my hand. He was quick. He ran over and shook my hand and handed me some money. Like I said, we ate good off of Monster on Friday night. Stopped at Wawa and got a couple sandwiches.
I hope y'all got indigestion, all y'all bastards. I hope all y'all bastards get
indigestion. I'm gonna get this here song that they made for just for Monster. You remember Diana Ross saying that song, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand?
Hey,
I'm gonna lie, just for him.
He was
calling,
he was excited, jumping up there.
Please.
He said, man, I got that money. He was counting that money for Monster. He said, look.
Oh, man.
Hey, Kenny.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kenny. Old racetrack was hooking, though, wasn't she?
Yeah, we're very, very impressed with the racetrack. The first pass shakedown we made, we ran right behind like a Cavalier or a Cobalt, but it was a stock street car. And I think they might have had a little bit of, because they were mopping the starting line up, and Gene shook a little bit. Come right there, man, they wouldn't let us run. They wanted to make sure the track was all right, come back at that. And, I mean, but really both passes were really impressive. But the last pass when Gene and Rick ran, listen, man, I was thoroughly impressed. And we talked to Bradshaw. Shit, we drank about 3 or 4 beers talking to Bradshaw. We didn't leave a track till something after 1. It was like 1:30, 1:30 before we ever left the track. And he was a super nice guy. And just telling everything he was doing to the track and all that stuff, we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves.
He's something else, man. He called me that Saturday morning. He said, Dan, them horsemen got our money. I said, yeah, you damn drinking beer with them. I should have clipped your ass, too. He said, "Well, you know what? We got to get them back up here." I said, "Ain't no problem. They enjoyed the way they were treated, and you know, everybody was excited to see Rick and you guys go at it and give the people something to see, you know. Just unfortunately, it would have been a whole lot more people, but it rained everywhere except for at the racetrack. So, but it, you know, got good portion of the people got to see it, and like I said, unfortunately, I had to give y'all a couple dollars, so I'm gonna get my shit back.
Hey, Mom.
Yes.
Hey, did you hear old Charlie Wilson play after the race?
Yeah, I heard about that. I'm gonna get you back on that one too.
Gene,
I didn't know you were gonna do this on Rick's show now. Come on now, Gene.
Oh boy, you know come on man, you know I had to give it to
him. Gene's in a gap band now.
Oh yes he did.
Hey, well, look,
yes, sir,
we played
a
loud
so
house.
I just so happened to finish in time to hear this goddamn shit that y'all talk about. my whole damn team said to me, "Damn, Rick, he playing better music than you playing."
Well,
I'm taking into consideration this motherfucker over there playing some damn Charlie Wilson.
Hey, look, you know it's bad. Gene didn't even have the first drink of alcohol. And he got the damn radio on top of the trailer playing the Gap Band, just jamming it. I said, "What the hell you doing, Gene?" He said, "I'm just playing the music."
Yeah, he did. Can't lie about that one.
Yeah.
Oh,
got that old Camaro sounding good, Rick. I said, we got to come back and try him again, though. So
I'm still mad. Did y'all beat him, man? He didn't come resurrected. I'm mad about that. Man.
Hey, Pete, what happened Saturday to y'all? What happened?
Well, we come up to Saturday to get Rick a free ass whipping, but he still didn't come out and play. But we did pretty good. We got to the second semis, and they say he crawled. There's some controversy, but you know it is what it is. It's a technical call. And it's his uncle, but it is what it is. So they say he crawled to center, and, you know, that's part of the reason.
So y'all have a good time, though, other than that?
Oh, yeah, we loved it. Yeah, we loved it, man. We had a ball, you know, and shoot, man, it started lightning and storming, but they didn't cancel the race, so they waited about 2 hours, and we didn't really get the race until about 11:30. And, but, you know, we had a good time. The track was looking good, and, you know, we had a ball. And looking to do it again, hopefully.
Yeah, so y'all ran pretty good. You know, my sources were dialing the number as soon as you made a pass.
I told Rick we come up there with it. Yeah, we just take over, you know. But he didn't believe me, so I had to come show him. That's what we do. You know, we go to the racetrack.
Hey,
Pete,
didn't they have a lot of controversy over JC Carr or something? I think he was much faster than everybody else or something. Something I heard.
They say we lied about the motor size, and so they wanted to look at the motor and the weight of the car and everything. But the car's fully legal. Yeah, I guess I don't know what it is, you know. Hey, Monster, I don't know what you call it when you're legal, but they still don't want you to race. I don't know how to call that one.
First of all, let me clear some of that up. Are you talking about for Saturday, the races y'all came through Saturday?
Yeah.
All right. As I'm gonna use this one is saying for once and for all. As post op Joe says, let's make some sense out of the nonsense. All right. Here it is. You guys come up to join the group to race with. That's supposed to be fun. Which it is. Granted. You come up on a hot day, pretty much make dominant runs over top of everybody else. Which the class has cars that are capable of running the same thing or faster as what JC ran. But for whatever reason, that day, they didn't, you know, it was the luck of a draw. They didn't do that. So now because they are outmanned and it's somebody new, now it becomes a problem. That's not fair racing to me. I didn't like it. I wasn't there, but I didn't like it. And as I told you and I told JC, you know, I spoke up.
Rick, what happened to you? Fell off.
Hey, Hey, man, that come from a lot of trips up and down the racetrack and a group of guys working together. That's why that car run like it did. You know, nobody gave you guys nothing. And I take my hat off to you. I talk trash to y'all. But in the meantime, I got to give you your respect. When you pull on that starting line, them cars are prepared. You guys stick together, make sure that all the cars running. And that's what pisses me off about some of them guys. Them guys are running all kind of crazy shit. Because one of them called me and says, ain't no way in the world that car got that kind of money. I said, man, that dude ain't lying. I said, he'll run you anytime, any amount of money. He said, well, I turned my car up. I know I can run with him. I said, turn it up.
You're right, because I've seen two cars in the parking lot running in the class, one that I have known that went faster, and one that I've seen run just as fast. Now, they had issues Saturday, so they was a little bit off the game, because I don't know why. But, you know, that doesn't mean that if you're having issues and enough ain't on his game, then, of course, it's going to be faster if you can't figure out what's going on with your car, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But I know when those other cars are at 100%, one of them is faster and one of them is just as fast. So it was just, I don't know, I guess maybe because he just knew and it just, maybe, I don't know, it is what it is.
But to run those kind of numbers in the heat of the day, man, that old girl was getting it down through there. I'm telling you.
Hey,
when they called me and told me what he ran, I said, what's the scoreboard
messing up? Get one of those stickers, you go fast.
Oh, hey, yeah, that thing's... Yo.
Excuse me, gentlemen. Mom. Excuse me, Greg. Your mic is open. Greg, your mic is open.
Monica.
Go for it.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm good. Who I got?
It's Greg. I'm gonna get you and Trick and Ricky a chance to get y'all money back Saturday. Just pick any car y'all want. I'm gonna let y'all pick any car y'all want. It's double or none.
Excuse me. Hold on, Tricky Ricky's call dropped. He's just calling in. Hold on, please.
How you gonna do y'all pick up any car?
Okay, you can go. He's on now.
Back half now,
yeah.
Back half
okay,
now. Don't turn crazy now.
No. I was just listening to it. I was like, wow.
No, I'm not going to pick
doing,
any
Greg?
Car. Any car that run against the horseman, any car that he pick against the horseman, I give him a chance to get his money back. Him and Tricky Ricky. I let him get a chance to get their money back.
You coming down Saturday?
Yeah, I'll be there, sir.
Well, come see me. I got to pay you first. Then I'm going to flip you on the ground for my other money.
No. I want you to hold on to it, cause I want you to hold it.
Yeah,
I'm going to let you hold on to it.
Yeah, that was good. That's my man, Greg. We get on Facebook. Hey, Joe, this is one of my partners here. This dude, there's so many of them. That's the most of things that we do. But this gentleman here, he gets them all riled up. Monster, I want to bet. Monster, every race, it don't matter if we rolling quarters down the hill. Monster, you got to bet. You know? And it's just, those are the things that make a difference for us in what we do over at Custom Tees Racing and Long Island Joe Racing. You know, it's just, you know, man, we appreciate everybody. The horsemen, like I said, I was real proud of J.C., And you're not going to get me to say that but one time tonight, Pete, that he went up there. And I mean, when they called me and told me what he ran, I said, holy shit. But we ain't scared.
I think we can put this ass ribbon on him.
Man.
he said that Gene hit it with a left hook or something like that. Or we're going to hit him with a straight jab to the nose.
Hey,
uh-huh.
Rick got so scared, he put the transmission in front of the car and took a picture.
y'all ain't right.
Hey, Rick, he had two transmissions, one in front of one in the car. He was the one he was using. He needed 5 gears.
Oh, shit.
Hey, Rick.
You clowns have your laughter now.
Oh, man.
Yes,
I've been, man, Rick tried to take the power glide and a 3-speed and turn to a 5-speed Lincoln. Man.
Hey, Pete, you know when I see you Saturday, I'm going to throw shit at you. You know that,
oh,
right?
Oh, shit. I know, Martin. I love having fun, man.
Hey, Pete, but I do have one question.
I'm listening.
This is a pretty good one here. Now you got a chance to see what the racetrack was like, right? Y'all ran both lanes and put some stout numbers up, right?
coming October.
Once we get situated and everything gets squared away now, you know you're going to have to make that trip up here on a Friday night and try some.
He can get it 7 days a week, 2 times a week, these days if he want to run.
That's going to be a good one.
Man, I want to see that. I'm going to bet you, if you get Rick to run, I'm going to bet you on the cat if you get him to come out there.
All right. I'm going to take
it. I'm done with a school bus cat.
I'm going to take
it. Shit, never in this damn lifetime.
You got amnesia. Last year, goddamn old Camaro, clicked on the high side.
That's gone. We can't get that back. That's all over. This is a whole new year. That's all
okay.
Over. That movie there is old. They remixed it. So let's look at it again.
But see, you forgot about May 26th when that other Camaro pulled on you. See, you forgot all about that one.
If he comes tonight, I bet you won't back up.
Hey, if anything, y'all should be thanking me as to get that motherfucker to run right.
Well, hey, look, if that's what's going to make you feel good, thank you.
Your mic is on.
Yes.
Who's that? Who's Mike on?
Trick You Lovely. The fastest street small block in the world.
Oh, my goodness.
Where
you been hiding at, man?
I ain't been hiding nowhere, man. How y'all been, man?
Good. Good to see you on the show, man.
Yeah, man, they told me about it, and the guys gave me the number, man, and I say, man, you know, I'm trying to get back out there on the circuit, so I just want to listen in and see what's going on. What can I stick my head into, you know what I mean? I seen Rick down at Capitol Run. Rick looked pretty good down there. I wanted to go shake his hand, but everybody was just looking forward to shake my hand because they ain't seen me in a long time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you ain't lying about that, buddy.
Yeah. I'm trying to do something, man, you know. Grandfather died and stuff, and just trying to had to go and square business up with my family and my mother and stuff, and you know after that I just just trying to get back out there on the circuit, man. You know.
But it's the place. Just the place you need to be, Trick.
Right. I appreciate you guys. I've been listening for a minute, man. Marcia and all them guys. I don't think they know me, but you know. Everybody,
how you doing,
brother?
Appreciate
everybody. I'm doing all right,
man.
Make
sure you come introduce yourself, sir. Anytime. Me and Joe, we always fighting, so you just step in the middle and break us up till we get back, and then we'll go back fighting after we shake your hand. You hear me?
All right, that'll work, man.
Goddamn New Yorkers.
I appreciate it, man.
Goddamn.
Well, look, Tricky Lovey, what do you have to race with nowadays?
I'm looking at a 79 Camaro, and I was with a bad company, papping them. I was with them guys today and, you know, trying to find me something out there. You know what I mean? Trying to do
okay,
something.
So
you got somebody, in mind? You got somebody in mind?
No. I mean, what kind of car are you racing? What kind of car are you racing?
I'm looking for a 79 chassis car.
Oh, you're looking for a car? Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking for a car. Porky Pig,
right, so you don't have that white Camaro no more?
No, I sold the white Camaro to George, and George took it and did his thing with it. I don't have that no more. And, like I said, I'm just trying to get back out there, man, so I can come out there and have some fun with you guys, man.
Get my number from Pappy, this monster. I know somebody, Cliff Wade's old car is available. Remember Cliff Wade had a 79 Camaro? Yes, sir, that car is available for sale. The Tate brothers got it.
Okay. I'll do that.
I'll do that. Right. Okay. Okay. I'll do that, man. Hey, look, man, y'all guys take it easy, man. I'm gonna go to work, man. It's nice talking to you guys, man. I'll see y'all around. All right. Take care. Condolences on your grandfather. All right, then. Trick You Lovely just got down. I'm back wild, and I'll be 10-7 for the rest of the evening. Hey, Marvin, Joe. Yes.
August 3rd, we're going to end this way. It all started when I tell y'all get that whatever color the Camaro is, copper or gold. I tell y'all come all around the lane. Once y'all come all around in there. We were in this rink where it started.
You sure? You sure you had that trouble?
It was the start of Maryland. Yeah, I'm positive. It will end in Maryland.
Hey, Pete, man, it's going to be some bad shit in there, man. That's extreme.
I ain't worried about that, but we're going to run that gold car before we leave that track.
I got a call today from the boys in Florida. They said, I think we're going to make it up there, Monster. We want some chicken. I said, y'all going to come from Florida for some chicken? They said, man, the way y'all take care of the people down there. And he said, that damn Joe, I want to run that New York car again. I said, come on. He said, God damn it, I want something. I said, all right, we got you covered. So, yeah. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, you know, we get through this weekend because I got to make sure my partner here in crime, even though we fight like hell, I still got to look out for that, the guy on the other line, that goddamn New Yorker. You know, I got to make sure he's taking care.
Then. So after the third, I'm going to get both of y'all at the same time.
Yeah, come on.
You sure you want that trouble?
Yeah, I'm positive. Right there in Maryland where it started at, we're going to come back to that same racetrack. And
we're going to
end it right there.
Look, Pete, I don't want you being a Wolfpack, man. No.
Hey, Marla, Joe, we got to see it again. After this time, we'll give up and we lose. We know we can't win. But right now, we still got a chance.
Well, Calvin ain't gave up, you know. Don't get me wrong. Calvin ain't give up.
Yeah, it ain't going to take us a minute time for Calvin, trust me.
Hey, Miss Foxbody, can you knock out Joe's mic?
We'd have had enough of him tonight. You hear me?
Sure,
Joe.
Your mic is on.
Yeah, Rick. Hey, Pete. Yeah.
Hey,
you running in the shootout on
Saturday?
Let me unmute my phone. Say that again.
Okay.
Say that again. I had the phone on me.
No.
Short dog. Hey, you running in the shootout Saturday?
No, I'm not.
If all goes well with my car tomorrow.
Hey. Hello. Short
yeah.
dog.
Yeah, I'm on. Hello. Hello.
Short dog. Short dog.
What's going on?
Hey, short dog, give me a minute, man. Give me a minute. Let me get in there. This running back.
Oh, no. You too slow to get in front of me, man.
No. I've been on here all the time, man. I've been waiting, man.
Nah, I'm just joking. Go ahead. I'm just listening anyway. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want a minute, man. I'm in the garage with some of my family. And, I'm still waiting on Mark and Pickett to confirm that I got placed on the third.
Okay. Go ahead. You all right?
Well, I sent CJ a text message to call in, but I haven't heard back, so. I tell you what, Rick, I got some of my family in my garage right now. We're cooking fish and stuff. I'm going to put you on mute, and I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing up in there. If I don't get back on the phone, somebody text me or do something.
Hey, running back, if he don't accept your challenge, I'm going to accept it.
Hey, Pete.
I'm listening.
I want you bad and the hog needs slap. Drop.
There you go. If he's going to accept your challenge, I'm going to take it, and then you got me with the slap.
But look, if he accept the challenge for the third, like he said he was, if somebody called me, and let me know so I can put that $200 punk out money up so we can get this thing done. Monster.
I'm here, buddy. You
okay,
know
you
I'm
hear me, right?
Yes,
okay,
sir. I'm here, man.
You hear
I'm
me,
here.
Right? Yeah, I hear you. Okay. Somebody, y'all got my number. Somebody call me and let me know what the deal is.
No problem, all right. Sir.
Hey, all right, I'm going on mute. So I'll talk to y'all later.
Hey, Pete.
All right, running back.
Yeah, go ahead, Troy.
What race running back talking about?
Man, I'm going to give him whatever he want.
Oh, that's what y'all talking about? Why he ain't logging up yet?
Hey, he waiting on CJ.
That man trying to run CJ,
I thought you said, okay, all right.
I told him if CJ didn't want to do nothing, then I'll take the challenge and
leave Allen Bear alone, man, right now.
He said he want me bad to hook one slot. That mean
he can't. Hey, well, I'm not going to say anything.
Sure.
Hey, he ain't got to lock that 200 up with you, did he? He ain't want you that bad.
Hey, Pete, what, you horny or something?
Huh?
Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Y'all sitting there, y'all talking about me like I'm a third person or something. I'm still on this damn line, man.
Running man. Now that we know you on the phone, we don't care. That's why we said what we said.
Yeah, but see, Pete ain't got on my nerve enough yet.
Well, what else? What do you have to do to get on your nerve,
out of the back? Well, if he keep on talking, he's gonna get on it. But right now, that little fart guy, he on my nerve.
Okay.
I ain't got one nerve left, and he on it.
Oh, all right.
So I gotta do my thing with him, and then I'll come straight on Pete.
You know what? I'm gonna take this boss off the top.
Hey Pete, you ain't too far out of reach now. Don't even worry. You can get what you've been asking for too.
I'm just laying back waiting. I'm gonna read all this. On my own.
That's why I like you, Pete, because you can sit back and you can wait. Just wait on me. Let me do what I do. And your turn, Thomas.
Yeah, he's going to get it on the third anyhow.
Use your phone.
Excuse me, we have a call with Michelle. Your mic is on. Michelle, your mic is on.
Who's
set up there Friday night?
Who was that you said, Mike?
I said, why don't you let the horseman beat you up there like that Friday night?
You know, why let them horsemen kick you in your ass Friday night?
I couldn't. Say that one more time. I'm having a hard time here. What's that?
I'm on a
phone on speakerphone.
And beat you up there Friday night.
Why did I let him beat me?
Yeah.
I ain't let nobody do nothing. I just had a mechanical issue.
Oh, all right.
What call is this?
3285, Michelle.
Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Michelle, I didn't let anyone beat me. I just had a mechanical issue, so that's what I'm working on right now as we speak.
All right.
Yeah, Rob, but that's what happened, because it looked like soon you took it off, and then Gene took off, and act like your car was neutral or something. Hey, he just stopped.
Yeah, it just stopped pulling.
Excuse me. Whoever has your phone on speaker, whoever has your phone on speaker, take it off speaker, or I will turn your mic off. It's causing an echo. If you have your phone on speaker, take it off. It's causing an echo.
He got it.
There you go.
Somebody got it.
Yeah. I know. I said, man, I thought maybe it went to neutral or something, because she like, soon as you let the button go, you just stop.
Nah, it wasn't like that, but.
Hey, Rick, don't answer that. That motorcycle is trying to be a smart ass.
Hey, that's all fine and well, but you asked the driver of the race how was the race and how bad he beat me.
Hey, Rick, I didn't look at the video. I said, damn, I thought you were neutral, man. I didn't know. Hey, I just looked at what I thought I seen. I said, well, I don't know if you were going that fast or you were running that slow or you were neutral or reverse or something.
Hey, Rick, guess a big dream. What are you doing about it?
Yeah. Look, man.
You ran a good race. You ran a good race.
You took off.
It's like the rest of us. Sometimes we just ain't got enough.
Oh, shit.
It ain't nothing wrong with that. Every now and then, I run up short.
Okay.
There you go.
Hey, Jess, that's some Congress bookers in Virginia, ain't it?
Yeah, they get they cocky today.
They almost as bad as down in New York.
I thought Rick was loose, but I'm telling you, man, I don't know, something come wrong. Nitro didn't come on or something. Nah, it had more fire into that car than you ever seen. I know that, but it never happened. The bullfling code, the car to stand in it. And why I didn't do what it's supposed to do.
What'd you say it did, Gene?
I said that bitch had more fire underneath the car than I ever seen.
Well, I can't say you're lying there, buddy.
No. She was damn sure lit.
It's like me as soon as Gene hit the button, go like somebody had a fishing reel. And they said, oh, come here.
Yeah, she was
Miss Foxbody, can you cut off Pete's mic? I'm tired of hearing that shit tonight. You hear me?
I'm mad at Gene. I'm mad at Gene.
What are you mad at me for, Pete?
Because, man, if we had just kept it close, man. He probably would have restarted it, but you being so bad, he didn't know something wrong with his car. And that's why he wouldn't race it no more.
Nah, it won't be. I tell you what, Rick, that thing said on kill Friday night.
That man had to drive 3 hours. We went 3 hours just with his ass. We were with his ass all day. And then he said he wouldn't come into the track. I was eight just up to him.
I tell you what, you might give Rick a little something on the start line, but I damn sure wouldn't talk about that Cleo on the other end.
Well, Rick got on that. Somebody said they got on the internet today saying that he said he's going to do that race again. So, Gene, I think we're going to get another chance at it.
I like to do that race again, but I'm going to tell you, I ain't so sure.
I'm trying to lift the energy. I told y'all that a long time ago.
What did you say, Gene? I
didn't hear you. What did you say, Gene? I said if it was me, I damn sure wouldn't be trying to give him everything in drag racing because he ain't the pushover I used to think he was. He ran a hard race. I'll give him that. You got to give him where the credit's due. He ran a hard race.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, he just come up short.
That must be Greg ass in the background laughing.
You think
No, that ain't me. That won't be laughing.
That's me.
That's Pete. I don't know if you. I think it's fell off when
I
told Marshall.
You got your time coming too, Pete. So you keep on last.
Rick. Hey, look. Sometimes, man, just cut the loss and give up. Cause you steady going. Every time you going to fall in the hole, man, just go and find my misery.
Hey, last time I checked, we were one up on you, fool. So where are you going after this conversation? Huh?
How you want about me?
Pete. Y'all got us right now, Kenny and Gene, but we coming back. Don't get too excited. God damn it.
Monster, I'm going to tell you like the boys say, you better just keep moving on.
Hey, Monster, see, we want to, we got another little thing coming out in the Horseman camp here. It should be ready by September, maybe even by the end of August. It depends on how everything works. So we like to come up Capitol on Fridays and do a little plan.
I wasn't going to tell you this, but you know what I did with that $100
bill? They must be the wrong size.
I heard y'all went to Royal Farms and got some chicken. I hope y'all had indigestion.
No. That's what Kenny did with his part. I took my $100 bill, cashed it in for all ones, and shoved it down some G-strings.
Oh, man.
I thank you every time I show the dollar bill.
You did? I was on
your
scratch list.
I'm going to
get you
now. Well, Mr.
Turbo.
Yes.
Hey.
Short Dog.
Short Dog is no longer on the line.
Oh, okay. But, Pete.
Yes, Rick.
What's Short Dog doing nowadays?
He's working on his car getting better together. He's trying to make it next weekend, I guess.
So, okay. And I asked you earlier, were you going to be ready for the third?
And, yeah, I'm ready. He wasn't like
that. Hey, Pete, are you locked in with Rick on the third or no?
Well, yeah, we're supposed to do something. You know, he got his race, and I'm in the conventional here race. So I guess after all left spells and don't nobody hurt nothing, and if he feel like he's ready, I'm willing to give it to him. Me personally, I don't think he want it, but if he want it, I'm going to oblige him.
Hey, Gene, Greg, and Kenny, don't y'all asses move when them three, then they get on the line. All of us going to stand shoulder to shoulder. So
don't worry, but one of them is going to look at you. They going to look at you.
They want to bet back between me and you?
You damn right we bet that back. God damn right. And I'm going to shut up with Gene straight on. All right.
I'll go with you the same way. I'll go the same way, Monster. We'll do the same thing again.
I know we will. God damn it. And that other partner of y'all, too, that damn Gregory. I hear him back there laughing at me. I'm going to get his ass.
Hey, I already told you what Trigger Rigger. Just hold on to my money. I like mine to double.
Hey, Monster, I know you're trying to get back.
And I'm going to double it.
Hey, Monster, I know you're trying to get back, but, man, you're going the wrong way but doing it. You need to bet with us, not against us.
Hey, Pete.
Stop betting against us and bet with us.
Hey, Pete, I watched a movie the other night, and a damn black dog went behind the Chinese people, and they snatched them in the restaurant and cut them up. So that's what we're going to do with you. You hear me?
I got you.
Hey, Pete, let me tell you what Monster told me. He just got a little bit smarter. He told me just to make Trigger Ricky feel good, he's going to bet both ways. That way he'll break even. But he'll stick Trigger Ricky still think he's going to win.
Hey, look. I don't know. After Marcus see what I do to the Hatton boys, he might change his mind and say, Rick, you're on your own on this one.
Oh, we all got to negotiate that one, too, now, because when he pull in with them Hatton boys, don't none of y'all move, because I'm covering all of y'all. You hear me? So
when that race
that's going to be
August 3rd, first round of the shootout, we come to spin off the field.
Right
forward.
Beside each other. I already told everybody in the shootout. As a matter of fact, I need that picture, Pete, so don't forget to send me that picture today. Yeah. So y'all, you definitely going to see. Hey, Pete, I don't think it's going to be nowhere to stand up there when them Hattons and you go at it, boy. That's going to be a beast up there.
Man,
you hear me? Now, listen. Let me make this clear to y'all. You go in that water box and you burn out, and you on stage, you done.
Yeah, that's the way I want it. I'm going to stage, right. Believe me.
Yeah, because last time you got all nervous and cut the car off, talking about you ain't had no oil pressure. You had oil pressure. You had the pressure on that ass because them Hatton boys were sitting there turning them narcotics on. Goddamn,
no
that little Vega was hitting the thing coming off the ground. Pete looks over there, y'all. He said, oh, shit, I know I can't do nothing with this.
Hey, Mazda, there ain't no pressure there. There ain't no pressure there. I don't let this stuff, that don't faze me, man.
Hey, Pete, you know the hometown, everybody in Colonial Beach coming over there that night to see that run. You know that, right?
Yeah. I'm going to give them what they come to see. Me.
And that's more money I can win.
That's right.
A Monster, we going across that bridge. It's just a damn shame it'll be so late. We're going to have plenty of money to buy some all-you-can-eat crabs, but it'll be closed by the time we get across that bridge. I guess we'll have to wait till Sunday.
I'll call up and get some put on hold for you. I'll get some at the track for you. And we can get some Roy Rogers chicken, too. So that way, when you get done that night, we'll put the pool bench out in the trailer and sit out at the edge of the racetrack, all right?
Yeah, we plan on eating good Saturday night. It'd be late, but we're going to eat good.
We're going to have Monster, like Joe got Calvin. So if he won't come in back, he'll keep giving it up and giving it up.
You sure
y'all
you can't hear
hey,
the mic?
Hey, I'm Virginia guys fans now. You're going to learn it. You're going to see here. I'm Virginia guys fans.
Yeah.
Hey, Monster.
Yes, sir.
Tell Tricky Rick we're not running him with two transmissions now.
And see, we got a new number one. We got a new number one brake driver in the camp too, Big Gene. Anytime we need to get somebody to brake, we're putting his ass in the car because he the best driver in the brake. We putting Big Gene in the car. Anytime we need to read a brake, we might have to cut a few bars and get his big ass in some of these cars. But if we got to give the brake up, we're gonna put him in it.
Yes, sir. Hey, while I got you, Horseman, on the line. Y'all got a couple of races coming up, too. We're going to be helping you on the one September 1st at Colonial Beach. So I'm looking forward to that. So we got to start working on that lineup for that race, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
And we got.
Yeah, we should be ready.
Yep, Joe on the phone. So, Joe, you got a race at Colonial Beach now. You hear me?
Colonial Beach, what day is that going
to
be?
You ain't going to be here. It's September 1st.
September 1st.
When you go to Indiana? Because Joe
no,
and
I ain't going
go
there to the
8th.
I'm not going there to the 8th.
You might have to throw it on the back of the trailer and send a couple cars from New York down. The Horsemen got a race on September 1st. That's a Sunday. We off that Monday for the holiday.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll send it to you. I'll text it to you tomorrow. I'll send you the flyer. So that way, I'll put a bunch in a box and send it up to you for the New Yorkers so they can come down to the country track because that's the best place in the world there. I'm telling you.
Okay.
You pull through the gates there, buddy, I'm home. Same thing with Capitol. Same thing. I get treated well by all the people that come out to the races, and I just want to say thank you. Sometimes some of the folks give me a tough time, but at the end of the night, they'll come over and they understand it's about their safety. You know, some of them don't understand, you know. Like I said before, when you come out there to Fayetteville this weekend, just take a good look at your car so you can be safe. You know, we want you guys to come. And we talk trash and everything, but I don't want to have to pull nobody out of car, you know, because they something that we could avoid, you know. So.
Hey, Joe, you want to bring that winning to us when we get there, or do we got to wait for after the race? You can go and give it to the person when we come in the gate.
Hey, Joe, Pete, we need y'all to get together with us because the boys down there, was it the 10-inch car or the back half they made that bet, Joe, $1,000?
No, the 10-inch side, that's it.
Oh, okay.
That was the 10-inch side car. They said they're going to have all four of their cars going, taking all the money.
Yeah, that's the same thing with the back end. We're going to take that money and bring it on back in the room. We come so you can go ahead and give it to us early or later. It don't matter.
Monster, you heard that, right?
Man, I'm going to stay quiet until I see what happened tomorrow night.
Regardless of what happens, first round, we got a bye. Because Ronnie and Rick today wasn't the bye. So that's a bye run. It's just like a test pass. So first round, that's the test pass for us, real. We might just, we can test that test on him.
Oh,
so,
man.
That's automatic round right there.
So if he make it down there, so that's not double or nothing right there. The first round.
Greg.
Well, y'all love
grown
talk
people
shit,
talking. Man. Greg, grown people talking. Could you stay out of our conversations?
Greg, we already mad. He made us drive 3 hours Saturday, and I called him.
Now you pissing me off. Why do you keep saying we drove 3 hours? Your ass ain't even come to the track, sir, Friday.
I said Saturday.
Saturday don't count.
Saturday do count, because we can't Saturday.
Saturday don't count, because that wasn't it.
Yeah, I know you wasn't there, but we came there looking for you.
So you can't talk shit about a day when I wasn't there.
I understand. I said we came there looking for you.
No,
you
y'all want to
be right here.
Hey, no, we coming to Fairville Saturday. So that's for you.
Damn, I'm a bad motherfucker. I got y'all chasing me around.
Yes, sir. We're going to whip your ass for 25 cents. Just whip your ass.
For how much?
25
oh,
cents.
Man. Boy, they weren't too bad.
Yeah, Joe, they bad, man. They bad.
I ain't got them showing up. Hey, Monster, tell you what, Monster. If you show up, you can have my $20.
Hey, Monster, I really don't know, because Rick don't show up. He owes some money.
Yeah.
He better 2-1. If Rick was going to show up, hey, Rick, if you don't come, you can make Monster lose some more money. Because Monster ain't 2-1.
Damn.
Man, Monster, he's steady going in the hole, man. He's steady going in the hole.
That's all right. I got a plan. Do you hear me?
Well, I hope you do show.
I got a plan.
Because that money he get when you come in there, he won't get rid back.
Don't worry about it.
But if
you're going to
keep it for an hour, you're going to keep it for about 2-3 hours, so there's going to be interest.
Y'all keep on. Got a little tricky something setting for you. Don't worry about it. You ain't learning
nah,
last time. You be all right.
I ain't got them showing up.
Yeah. We'll
see. Hey, Rick, JC ain't coming.
JC ain't coming. He'd be there.
Let me tell you something, Pete. And I'm gonna just give you a little handful of advice right now.
I'm having fun.
I know what all of y'all run. Okay, none of y'all times on none of them cars scared me whatsoever. So that little shit that you keep saying about JC this and this, them numbers that JC been don't bother me. But you know, a man that don't have a good running car. You can't put up a good fight. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know that.
Okay. I just want to make sure you knew that.
Until he realizes.
All
right,
now back to
that
the program.
Not a bad. You hear me?
What are you talking about, Monster?
I said you got it straight from the horse's mouth, not his ass. Did you hear that?
Yeah, like I said, but Monster, what I tell you, Lipscomb, a Pat Lipscomb say anything. If y'all let me keep talking, I'm gonna talk some bullshit in a minute. So I know what Pat can say anything. If y'all let me keep talking, I'm bound to say something crazy.
Yeah, we know that part. But like I said, we'll see what happens on Saturday. So
hey, I'm just having fun with Rick Moss. I'm just kicking him right down.
Oh yeah, man. That's what it's all about, man.
Last
year when he kicked JC ass, he took my money, JC money, kid him all our money. Man, I'd eat that shit.
Yeah,
you
looked a little sick that day.
Yeah, I tell you what, when they went through there and the light came on, I really felt like falling on the track for real. And I think I got it, like, oh, I just like, this can't be happening.
You look like the lady on Charlie Brown with her blanket, like, threw it over her head. You hear me?
Yeah.
Falling on the track.
Hey, nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah,
I was not
like the wind light come on my side. He felt like falling off on the track.
But, Pete, remember, we redeemed ourselves later on, about an hour later.
That's a whole thing.
Oh, Lord. That was luck, Kenny. Goddamn, you had your hands full, boy. Goddamn, that bear got loose. Goddamn.
Yeah, if old Rick hadn't got loose with that back tie, he'd had a great fight. It'd have been right there.
Shit, he pulled back good, man. That was a good
run,
both y'all. That was a good run.
See, and Rick going locked up. Yeah, me and Rick got a little friendly little race coming up when he gets straight.
Hey, hold on. Hey, Monza. Hey, Monza. I said, Kenny, what happened? Kenny said, man, he was so far behind me. I turned all around the car looking at the back window.
Hey, can you mute Pete's mic? I'm tired of hearing this shit.
Hold on. Hey, Kenny, what did you tell me? Can you say you turn all around and the car looked at the back window?
That's what I told you, B. That's what I told you.
Oh, see, y'all thought I was lying. I swear, y'all are my boy, Rick.
Well, Pete,
Did you see
him,
Kenny?
You wanted to fall out on the track once. Your ass gonna fall out on the track the next time.
Hey, Kenny, did you see him when you turned around?
The back corner, did you see him back then?
I saw the front end.
Hey, Miss Foxbody, can you mute the horseman?
No, me and Rick got a little bet going on. I'm gonna run Rick. We're gonna cap everything off but one system, and me and Rick gonna run. Ain't that the race, Rick? Me and you gonna run head up one system on for me and whatever you got.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Yeah, me and Rick gonna do that. We're gonna do a little friendly little race. Whatever he gets right.
Man, y'all keep on. Y'all have to file him on y'all taxes.
I'm going to file you on my taxes come the 3rd.
Well, you know, one thing we can't say, Rick, like Big George and all them boys, and they will race.
You found Monster, you're going to have to pay back.
Say that again?
You found Monster on your taxes, you got to pay taxes back. He don't get nothing.
Do that, Greg. I'm going to cut you when I see you, sir.
Well, y'all have fun tonight. Y'all will have fun tonight.
Even the baby's standing here laughing at us. Tell my daddy, he's about
taxes. Hey, Gene.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to look at Rick's new bubble when you went by? Did you see a new pretty bubble he got on the front when you went by?
I swear to you, I went by him so fast, I didn't, it looked like a green streak.
Oh boy!
I think it was a woodwork. I could tell. Hey, Pete, I think about the time I went by and the yellow light was right there beside us.
Oh,
God damn!
Sam, I thought at least got a chance to get that new pretty bumpy on the phone with that spoiler kit on there.
She did look good though.
It was fun.
I saw her when I got back to the parking lot.
Oh, he's out going right to the parking lot. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I saw him. I got back to the parking lot.
Hey, man, I didn't know you had that on there.
Gene said he was pulling to the ticket booth getting his ticket. Rick was just coming through the eighth.
Yeah, that's what all you bystanders that weren't at the track and say. It is all good, though.
Let me say this. I have yet to hear any of y'all say anything about race to anybody else.
Hey, but I just told you I'm running the
Hatton
Boys.
I can't find no competition to run, y'all.
Hold on a minute. Now that you said that, I gotta answer something that was put on the computer the other day. I'm going to accommodate your question you asked me about Bubba and that Hawk truck. I spoke to Bubba down at the beach. But I'm going to give him his race. I'm going to get my car straight. I got some issues I got to work on. I'm going to call him myself, and I'm going to get Pete online. I'm going to lock that in.
Who is that?
Your boy Bubba has got that green Hawk truck.
Wendell.
I want to run that truck bad. That thing, we had it set up, and like I said, we ain't had the car out a whole lot, but I got to get some shit fine-tuned on my car fixed.
Oh, well, I don't know nothing about that one, G.
The pass he run you was the 3rd full pass the car's ever made.
Yep.
Oh.
I made one and Gene made 2 in it at Capitol that night.
Well,
he had to feather the first pass. Really, it ain't. But it ain't had but 2 passes on it, a full throttle from A to B, on it.
Well, we're in the same boat because when I run y'all, that was my first 2 pass, clean, and I still had a problem. So.
But Rick, the bad thing is I don't even drive a race car.
I gotta ask you, you were sweating pretty bad down there at the end of the
track.
I gotta ask you this.
You were worried about my driving skills as far as not being able to drive. How did you like it? That brake I put on you. Now you're
bringing Rick to the race. Well, I didn't see you until right about the 8th mile mark. So looking at the video.
Looking at the video, I mean, you did
okay, I guess, looking at the video, but I can't say nothing bad about it.
But don't
feel
bad,
Rick, because I'd have been in the same situation you was in, and you get to going down the track and you look over at your opponent, he come by you and you say, dang it, man, I ain't gonna make it. So I know the feeling.
Damn, Gene, you went by that fast.
I tell you what, we were idling down the return road. We got to the return road, both cars are shut off, and he's trying to pass me. I let off the brake and let it coast a little faster just so he wouldn't come by me on the return road. the man at the end of the track said, "Well, y'all got to back up."
Yeah, hey, now he ain't lying. I did try to pull that right beside him. I kept coasting forward, though. I will say, he did do that for real.
Yeah, both of y'all were blocking the whole return road. Gene was in the right side, you were in the left side. Couldn't nobody get by till we got to
Yeah. Now that is some truth there.
Hey, Monster and Ricky.
Yeah.
I just got a quick question. What kind of ice cream y'all like, man?
I'm
putting
you.
The order in right now. What kind of ice cream y'all want? I like chocolate cake. What kind of ice cream y'all want?
Who that, Donya?
You know who it is.
Who was it?
Is it your favorite Donya? Person you love to hate?
Oh, little Smurf.
Hey, what's up,
look, it's your very next opponent. I hope you're healing up pretty good.
What's up,
boy?
What's happening?
Not a whole lot. How you doing? Thanks for calling in. Yeah. You coming home next week?
Yeah, I'm coming home. That's the plan.
All right.
What you bringing? We're
going to park all kind of stuff next to your ass. So just be prepared, all right?
Hey, they didn't already sent me a picture of a pro mod talking about I bet not move. I said, God, dog. They want they trying to do me like that?
You know how we play.
Yeah, y'all ain't trying to play fair.
No, you bring a boogie?
They sent a picture of your car, Pete. They sent a picture of a Quiet Storm.
Oh, no.
Man, they sent me a picture of Pro Mod.
You bringing the street cars, too?
You know what? I don't even know what's all coming. I've been... assholes and elbows ever since I came back from Carolina.
They won't send nobody else with him. He come by himself.
Last time he was supposed to have
his star-studded lineup to show up with him, and he sent him out here by himself.
Well, you know, a lot of things happen in between. Somebody wrecked, somebody blowed up, you know. Yeah.
Hey, Foster.
Yo.
I see Donnie picking on backhand calls with 10 fires on them. I see he picked on two of them last time. Now he's picking on one this time, so I got one waiting on him.
Right.
See what I mean? They, ADRL cop, probably.
No.
I know how y'all do.
It's a 3,000-pound slug.
Yeah, we going to see. What, you got 10 fives on it?
Yeah.
I ain't going to even say what I'm going to have on. I'm going to have on 29, but it ain't going to even matter. Because I ain't going to complain about what nobody else got on.
Yeah.
All right, remember what you said now.
I ain't going to do no complaint. I ain't do no complaining last time.
Got wind-up windows and everything. Windows wind down, wind up, all of it glass. Still factory doors and everything.
Yeah, what kind of car is it?
Camaro.
Yeah. What year, 68?
69.
What color is it? Red?
He's talking about the one whose ass I drug. You seen the video. Well,
hey, Rick, why are you going to say that now he's doing the man slow? See, now why are you going to say that? Now, he know you beating him slow. Now why are you going to go there for? But that's okay.
He said he can beat me, so I mean, what the fuck? It don't make no difference.
Yeah, but y'all, I was trying to bluff him. Hey, Rich, I was trying to bluff the man, but you just told him that you beat him, so now you know he's slow.
Nah, hell nah, Bubba, they got us, Bubba. You can come out.
Nah, you ain't going to bluff me. But that's the plan. I plan on what time the gate's open?
Hey, Merrill?
Yeah.
Noon.
Oh, okay. That's even better. I wasn't planning on coming
in. As soon as Rick gets it off and get it over with, or whatever y'all decide to do, I'm also know where we at. Come on over there and talk to us. Don't go on mute. You heard me. I'm going to screw you first.
That's the home thing. You see them all the time, though, man.
That's all right.
We don't come around but once, twice a year.
You're going to be the main course. Pete's going to be my appetizer.
We need to go and get this on before 7 o'clock, man.
I'm
tempted just come off the trailer and go on down on your ass.
I need to be under the big lights down at the creek.
You want to see my flames as I'm in front of you, huh?
No, I want you to see mine from underneath my car. I want you to read the stick on the back window.
Hey, Donnie, well, if you look for running at 7, we'll go run you at 7. That way, we can be the appetizer. It'll be the teaser that you can go and get Rick afterwards.
All right, well, I got to see the comment. What kind of tie I got on?
It's a 10-5-33.
Okay. Well, I know you, boy. Y'all might be trying to have some pro mod stuff for me, man.
No. It's just like Rick, though. Ain't it Rick?
Is it like my car?
Yes.
Rick ain't going to tell no lies.
It's a whole lot cleaner than my car.
We just talking about the cars, man.
Yeah, it's a legit
10-5
car.
It might be an outlaw car or something. No, I'm coming to play.
It's not an outlaw car.
If it look good to me, y'all got action.
Well, it should look good because I've been looking at what you've been drawing on, bro. They all said the same.
What I've been drawing on?
Back half, 10-5s and 14-32 and all that good stuff.
I mean, that's what I got. I got a back half car, so. I'd be wrong. They say I'll be wrong if I'm picking on a stock suspension car, but I don't think so.
Hey, look, we want you to drive all the way from Chicago and feel like you couldn't get no race.
Oh, no, I know that ain't going to happen. Man, they standing in line with me.
You want something sweet because you want cake and ice cream, so we know you want something sweet. We'll go ahead and give it to you.
Be careful now. I like chocolate cake.
Hey, P, Monster might win some money this time. I said, if Donnie ain't do race, so Monster might win some money that time. He knew he probably bet with us then. I know he ain't bet with Donnie, so Monster he'll get a little bit of money that time.
Hey, Donnie, why you saying that people say it ain't fair for you to run a stock suspension car?
That's what they say. If I draw on a stock suspension car, I'm cheating. I don't think so.
Are you stock suspension?
No, I ain't stock suspension.
Hey, Rick, a lot of the ones that say they stock suspension, they ain't stock suspension either, man. All that shit the same.
Man, all that shit the same.
I bet your stock suspension car got more money tied up in this suspension than I do.
I bet your stock suspension car got more money tied up in a suspension than I do.
I'd probably go with that to a point.
Yeah, I think stock suspension today, that's a good season for this four-lane car. No ladder bar car, so, man, all that, well, better. Some of them better. So, like you said, depending on what they got in them. So, all that shit the same, man.
Wait a minute.
Now, I just changed so much, all that shit the same.
Go get you some water. Go tell Dan to give you a shout. Yeah, fellas, I look forward to next week.
Man, Donnie, y'all know what's going on, man. You got on the phone and Monster hung up. You must have shook him off.
I'm sitting here. I'm quiet. I'm waiting on him.
Hey, Monster, give him a shit. You don't let him get on here talking that, man. You want to get down on his ass.
He's just taking it all in. See, he's trying to bake a cake for me, too. He's baking the cake for me.
Look, hey, Pete. I'm gonna get the camera on him when I set him up. You hear me?
Oh yeah. Last time he came, he looked real good. He went and stole all that money. Went on back.
No, man, I ain't do nothing, man. Them guys had problems. I got lucky.
Sometimes
yeah,
luck
I,
is the best.
I'd rather be lucky
get
than fast any day.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Donye, where is your instigator?
Who that?
Gunny Pick.
Bucky? Oh, Gunny Pick? Oh, I talked to him earlier today. I was working. I couldn't. He wanted me. Him and Steph was online arguing or something on Facebook, talking crazy.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it should be a good old time. I just got on the phone with old T5 too. T5 and Low. T5 said he gonna blow my ass out. He make it up there. I said, man, I'm gonna be waiting. Told me he was coming to my home track now.
that man
is
really his home track. Ain't that something
else? That's right. Hey, I already know, man. Y'all can't get in the track until I come open the gate.
Hey Pete, I swear we're gonna cut his head off and throw it at him. You hear me? He's my runner dog, but I swear his ass is mine. You hear me?
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
Hey Rick.
Yes, sir.
I know I talk a lot of shit to you, but I want you to knock his head off and you catch him in them beans.
That's gonna happen.
He can't go back to Chicago and make that video like he did last time. And he said, man, them guys in Maryland sure is sweet. I mean,
easy. I didn't take 2 times to do that myself, but, you know, I couldn't stand up and do anything at the time, so I had to deal with it.
Mm-hmm. I told you, man, I'm y'all think I'm kidding, man. Somebody sent me a picture of a pro mod, say we waiting on you in Maryland.
Man.
I said, God, y'all trying to kill me, man.
And?
Y'all trying to make sure I don't get out the gate alive, huh?
You started it.
What color was the car, you said?
I forgot what color it was. Man, I ain't starting nothing. I don't want no trouble. Can't we all just get along?
The last time you came over here, you showed out, so.
Hello?
Yeah. You
got to
duplicate the same show you put on last time.
Who's that saying hello?
This is Ryan from Hawk Racing. I'm answering Gene. We want Gene S, but we're not going to be there on the 3rd because he got ADRL race with the dragster. But we do want his ass. We wanted them bad down Colonial
Gene
Beach,
no
but he wouldn't do nothing.
He said Gene
no longer on the line.
Oh, okay.
So
Pete, you can tell him when you talk to him that we want his ass.
I think he going to give it to y'all. So when he get a little eye up.
Okay. Well, it's we want him, so just let him know he do the action, but it's not going to be on the 3rd because Bubba going to be in Memphis with the dragster for an ADRL race.
I got you. One way or another, we're going to make it happen.
Yeah, we're going to do something.
Some time away.
All right.
Hey, Monster.
Yo.
Monster.
Yes, sir.
That'd be a good setup for the 1st right there. We can go and get that going on for the 1st.
Yes, sir. We get that out of the way.
Either that or the 28th at that race in Fayetteville, Pete. One of the two races, one of these, right?
Yeah, well, you know Gene, he ain't going to wait that long. He ready to get it on, so he get his car straight.
Yeah, as soon as he gets the car straight, yeah, he's going to be ready to get it on. Either one of the races, we got to check Bubba's schedule. You know, he's that professional driver. He's all over the damn place.
Hey, Rick, you messed up the transmission in your car, man.
Come on, Donya, man. You know, the man tried to take 2 automatics and make a 5-speed Lingo that he don't even know. With no clutch. And he tried to do it with no clutch. He tried to do converter drive, 5-speed.
I told him to keep the thing parked till I got there, man. They ain't going to messing up stuff.
Man.
Well, luckily, you know, I got another transmission. I don't have a spare motor.
So.
No. So you're gonna be up and running this weekend?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done as of right now.
Okay.
Come back and load the car tomorrow.
What's happening up there this weekend?
The XDRL. That's about it.
Okay.
Hey Pete, did I hear you say he done? He gonna load the car?
Huh?
I heard somebody say they're gonna load the car tomorrow or something.
Yeah, he's gonna load it up and wash it up and take some pictures of it, put it in the trailer.
is it going 95 south?
Nah, going 95 north.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, well I tell you what, if you ever see my car clean, then somebody else has bought it. I ain't cleaned my car since I had it.
I tell you what, if he take that car and try to come across the Woodrow Wilson or the Melton Bridge, and they know we over here in Virginia, man, the car was up with the trailer. Actually, what did you find?
You really think
I ain't going.
You really think you should kill us? sound like you've been talking to Don A, like you think it's sweet.
Hey, man, you got everybody on your ass, don't you?
You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's bad enough I got the show, yet I got to stand here and defend myself the whole show about people want to race me. They ain't talking about racing. Nobody else.
Hey, you know why, man? That's because you the man to beat. That's what it is, man.
Is that it?
That's what it is. You the man to beat.
Tell him again, Diane.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell you like it is.
Man,
you the man to beat.
It's the first of the month, so I ask the guys, I mean, first of the month, Bill Duke. I figured I'd get some money. They say you would call Ricky Bird, Big George, B.A. Hey,
he's a man. Oh, he's dirty, man.
Rick is scared of Ricky Bird at all.
Ricky Bird, what are you racing about? That was 500, man. Then we know to get that in a day. That man won't win the contract no more. Rick, what you done to that man?
Yeah. If you can't put the battery charge on there for the morning.
That man won't win the contract no more.
Well, you got a whole lot to say.
I know, man. But hey, man, that was our gas money rate. We know we can bring you that gas money back. We ain't with nobody else. We know we're going here. Hey.
Well, he was at the track Friday. Now, whether he made a pass or not, that's a different story. But he was there.
He did make a pass, Friday. He did make a pass, Friday. Come back, Troy told me he made a pass. He did run the car, Friday. How come y'all didn't run?
I get paid if I knew the answer.
Hey, Rick, so did you run your car? Did you race at all? Did you race or the transmission messed up before you race?
No, I ran, Gene. The same race as you said you wouldn't take.
Which one was that?
The break from a sassy car.
No, I didn't never say that, no. I ain't never said that. I fuck around and take the break from a pro mod.
Damn. From a what?
From a pro mod. Let me see him out there slipping.
Hey, Donnie, ask Rick what happened.
What? Man, was it a cap at the
3:30? I ain't got no snake in my game. I lost.
It was a gap at the 3:30?
No, sir. Man, the man, they passed Rick so fast, he didn't even see nothing but just a blur.
Hey, let me tell you something. You can't tell a story when you wasn't at the racetrack, okay? So,
hey, I tell you what, I was at the racetrack, but I looked at the video, and that 5-speed lingo you had when you went to second, none of the gears locked up. It was just, I don't know what happened. When you put the second, it just gears
see,
just told
the real, man. You can't tell that in the video.
Hey, he went to push the clutch in and couldn't get it in gear, huh?
No, sir. The clutch did not out engage to get a second gear. I said,
You listen to these jigaboos if you want, damn it.
Hey,
you're not a member of the DMV group, are you? DMV Grudge. Donnie?
Yeah, I've been on, man, don't nobody post on there. I was on that. Matter of fact, I was on that last night.
I posted a video that somebody sent me. They was from they was in the stands, you know, to the left of the to the right of my car, where you can get a better view of the race. And you can look at the race. You can tell where he caught me at, but you can't tell. You know, what I'm saying that there's no gap, no none of that other crap that this joker who never showed up to the racetrack to even see the race is talking about. But you know, it's all in fun.
Well, hey, Rick, well, by the video, I think he caught you by 3:30. That's where it looked. I could be wrong. That's how the video looked. But I didn't have to be there. I still got paid though. I probably want more money than everybody did. I wasn't even there.
Well, I mean, hey, if that's what you did, that's I'm happy for you. Just make sure you continue that.
Hey,
I
give him credit.
I got no shame in my game about losing. If you don't race, you ain't gonna win or lose or
that's
know where
right.
You at.
If you don't try, you never know what will happen.
Yeah, so you know, I ain't ashamed.
Let me see. I was there last night. I can't. Hey, I'm on the computer. I can't even figure out how I got there.
Hey, Rick, is there anything I can do to help you be done yet? What's your name?
Wait, VA Grudge. VA Grudge, right?
No, DMV Grudge.
Oh, see, I'm on the wrong one. I'm on VA Grudge.
So what time y'all gonna run, Rick?
Man, I don't know. They ain't even came about yet.
Oh, okay.
I worry about that next week.
What time are we gonna run, Rick?
I got Boogaloo with T first.
Come on, man. Let's go ahead and get this over. This been, you know, this been ongoing for a couple of years now. We might as well go
ahead and
get this
over. I just told you when I run you, I need to be under the lights. I need to have the spotlight on.
Well, let's make it before 7 o'clock.
You're a main event because you out of town. No, I ain't gonna be before no 7 o'clock.
Good. With the track closed at 10?
No, it don't.
What time track closed on Saturday?
Marcia, we got till 1 o'clock, right?
I think so. But I think it's like 1, I believe. 12:01.
Yeah.
Hey, what color is the board? Green and blue and pink? Do it say Street Freaks?
Nah.
Street Freaks message board?
Nah, you on Street Freaks. You got to go. It's on Facebook.
Oh, you got to go on Facebook. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hey, Don,
no, I don't even know how to work that.
Don't get a look at that video. Don't go on there and look at it. You're
going to
have nightmares.
I don't, now you
yeah, you might you might not want to run no more out there. You already said I'm probably going to leave a little harder than him.
Come on. yeah, you probably are going to leave a little higher because I'm going to have the 29s on. But goddamn it, it's going to be a gap at the 3:30. You're going to be getting gaps.
You gonna be gapping your lips like, oh shit.
So you better go let John Force adjust that clutch for you.
I didn't know automatics had clutches.
Make sure you get it in gear.
Hey.
Tell me how I get over there.
Well, once we get off, would you just get on Facebook and type in the search bar, type in DMV Grudge.
Man, I'm new to this, man. I'm just learning.
Hey, you're on Facebook all day long, man. What you talking about? You new to this?
Hey, man, yeah, I just be on Facebook because doing simple shit. I don't know how to do all this. I ain't even know nothing about this. I ain't know you could have a search box up there.
Hey, Rick, now you're trying hard to look to see that video. He's working hard to get that video. He wants to see that video.
It ain't going to scare me. I just want to see the video.
Yeah.
Shit, I still can't.
That's what they always say. No video never scare anybody, but for some reason, at times, it sure do stop races.
You ain't going to stop no races from over here.
Oh well, I'm not directly pointing the finger at you. I'm just saying in general. That's been a complaint about the videos stopping races from happening because people seeing high cars run and all that kind of crap.
And shit, don't, I can't even get on to see it any damn way. See, I don't know nothing about no damn Facebook.
I'll send you, I guess you...
But you got to be a member?
You shouldn't have to be to go to the group to find the group, but I'll send you an group invite.
Yeah. This is what Gunny always say, he arguing with you guys that over here.
Yeah.
Man,
The Gunner on there and the Horseman. Oh, shit, I need to plug up my phone. My phone cut off.
Yeah, I don't even know how to get over there.
Oh, my God. Well, it's 10:15, and I just realized that I have no power cord with me, and I'm on 20% battery life. So we gonna end the show right now before I get cut off again, like I did earlier. See how the weekend goes, and if all is well with me, I'll be down the road next week, and hopefully have some victims next weekend. So everybody enjoy, and see everybody at the racetrack when I see you.
I remember I like chocolate cake. Chocolate cake.
I'm going to give you ass some pecan pie.
You are now logged into grudging.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.